With such astonishing differences between the Word of God and the Word of Joseph Smith, it's not surprising that many are confused. Only one can be the true Word of God. So how do we determine which book contains the truth? There are many ways to prove the validity of the Word of God, two of which are the physical facts found in archaeology and the spiritual truths found in prophecy. Let's examine these areas and compare the facts.
Joseph Smith's writings are now over 150 years old. If they are true, then they should be easily validated by historical and archaeological evidences. However, BYU professor D. Green confesses, no book of Mormon location is known with reference to modern topography. Biblical archaeology can be studied because we know where Jerusalem and Jericho are, but we do not know where Zarahemla and Bountiful were, or are, or any other Book of Mormon location for that matter. It would seem that a concentration on geography should be the first order of business, but we have already seen that 20 years of such an approach has left us empty-handed. Mormon apostle Mark E. Peterson stated in his book, Way of the Master, the Bible is so full of errors one can hardly believe a word in it. However, as we researched the Bible, we found that there are over 25,000 evidences, including biblical sites, cities, empires, artifacts, weapons, raw materials, and more on record, which have been located and verified by using the scriptures as a guide. In fact, many biblical cities still exist today. In contrast, not one artifact from the Book of Mormon has ever been found. Not one city, not one empire, not one weapon of any kind. Not even one coin, which were noted as being common in Joseph's writings.
In producing the Bible versus the Book of Mormon video, we traveled around the world. We went to the Middle East and talked to people. We went to Central America around this country, and we just asked the basic question of experts in archaeology and anthropology. And in all cases, for the Bible, we saw the historical reliability of the biblical account. And for Joseph Smith's writings, it was non-existent. There was nothing. We could find nothing.
Joseph Smith claimed there were huge cities, 38 cities in the Americas. Huge cities. And yet, not one single city has ever been dug up. When you go to Israel, you find all kinds of biblical cities. You can find where Jerusalem is even today. You know where Bethlehem is even today.
We have historical artifacts. We have the written language. We have engravings. We have cities. You can study Hebrew and Greek. And yet when we looked at the Book of Mormon, we found none of these things checked out. There were no inscriptions for the Book of Mormon people. There was no group of people you could identify as the Book of Mormon peoples. There's not a location that you can identify as a Book of Mormon site. The Mormon Church won't even commit itself to a map of where the Book of Mormon was supposed to have happened.
I would think if this is such a great faith that's going to change people's lives for eternity, that we'd be able to have some kind of source for the information of which it's built upon that we can see. How about some archaeology? Where is this? No one's ever found any archaeological evidence to support the stories of Mormonism. It's all myth.
Nowhere will you find a Mormon map that tells you where these cities are, because they didn't exist. And when you base your faith on something, you're going to spend eternity either in heaven or hell. Would you want to base your eternity on something that is totally unknown?
According to the Book of Mormon, on Hill Cumorah in Palmyra, New York, where Joseph once lived, there was said to have been a great battle between the Lamanites and the Nephites. In this war, there were tens of thousands of men who died in battle. However, to this day, not one artifact has been found from this mighty war. In fact, during the time period described in the Book of Mormon in which the battle took place, the Americas did not have the ability to produce the metal weapons described. The evidence to support Joseph's writings simply does not exist.